Log Talk Radio.
Which wings swell high, Unchained it on which wings swell high, and I wings swell high, Unchained it on which and swallow high. Hey, da kua kaya un spe makya pedo hai. Hey, un chene tonka ashe da aya. Which
welcome to Aloha Healers Network, the Holo Pathfinder, for our new year opening Get a Going song. Yeah, let's get it going. I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. The low shoe or the flying star number four today is the number six star. And there are nine flying stars, and they do have a pattern. And every time, for instance, the number six star is in the center, since there are nine flying stars, the other sectors of that tic-tac-toe board receive one of those other numbers, right? And the number that lands on that compass direction and animal direction would always be the same number that landed there when the number six is in the center. The flying stars have a distinct pattern. And so every time the center number changes, and remember that center number is always the vibration. Every time that center number changes, all the other numbers change too. And every time that other center number is there, the other numbers in the other compass directions would always be that number as well. So it's like that. It's not as flying around as it sort of sounds. And in feng shui, we're talking a little bit about feng shui. In fact, we talk a lot about feng shui in this segment. In feng shui, there are animals, and there are 12 animals that sit around a compass, and they go by the year. And we're almost coming into a new year in the Asian and calendar new year, and it's not quite there yet. It's in February, y'all, and so it will become the year of the earth dog. We are right now in this recording on Blog Talk Radio still in the year of the fire rooster. Okay, so we're in the transition, and we can feel the vibrations coming in. And if you like to practice feng shui, a lot of the practitioners in the East already have their enhancers and cures and balancers in place, okay? They're like that. And, of course, you and I will be hearing about all of the, you know, what's going on there. I really like to research all of them, and they're quite a crew. And I like to come up with not quite the best things, but just the things that I can understand, that happened here in the West, for my brain and our Western, you know, ways here. You know, a lot of them really vibrate with me, and so those are the ones that you guys get to hear. And so also what's happening in the low shoe, which are the flying stars, remember there are nine of them. That means that center number is going to change when we go into the year of the earth dog. And the center number now is the number, what is it? I've been saying it all year, you know? The victory star. Thank you. Yes, it's the number one victory star in the center now. And so what's coming up? It is the number nine star. It is the royal purple star. It's the fire star. Comes from the south. And the colors of fire are purple and red. And I did catch something that purple is the fashion color of 2018. And yes, maybe I've been living in 2018 for a long, long time. I seem to have a lot of purple around me and have for a long time. And so that number can be activated with its color, right? So that means in the center we can put, what is that number 9? What did I say? It's fire, right? Also, there's an animal that lives there in the south. That animal is the horse. And so we could put images of spectacular horses, carrying wish-fulfilling jewels on in the center somehow, if that was something we wanted to do with our feng shui decor to amplify, to really get that going. Remember the wind horse, those flags that fly way up high in Tibet, you know, they're all different colors. There's one and it has a horse on it, and it's called the wind horse. And so this would be wonderful way up high in the center, remember. And that would be awesome. Also, let's talk about fire, since the number 9 is the fire star, and it comes from fire. We could have a candle. We want to get that simple right in the center somehow. And we're going to really... we are going to make sure our fire is for good things, and we're going to make sure we're careful, okay? And that's just the way that's going, especially right now as we get to the end of the year of the fire rooster, okay? Because that's just the way this year is kind of gone, and it is in the feng shui as well. And you'll find that those things... come like the flying star that flies to your sector, compass sector for the year, you'll find that vibration. If I say the word and the name of that star that's there, you'll understand. It will resonate with you. And so if you want a feng shui consultation, or you can just find out which of those flying stars is going to fly to your sector for 2018, you're the earth dog in February. Okay, find out. And I'm going to tell you here that we only have so much time on this half-hour show, so it's time for our feng shui fit tip of the day. And we're going to talk about the holiday goodies. Oh, one of my favorite astrologers, Annabelle Gatt, shout out, and she writes for Broadly, and I love her astrology. And she was saying, oh, goodies, she's eating so many goodies, what to do? And all of us at the holidays, they're still around, we're eating them. Of course, they're the ones we like. Why else would we have them here? So what we do is we eat protein along with goodies. Whenever you're going to eat something that's high in carbohydrates, it is wonderful to balance that out with something high in protein. Eat that. I know it sounds like eating more, and it is eating more, but what will happen is your lean body tissue will stay, and that body tissue that's made up of non-lean body tissue called fat, that will go. And so we want to keep our lean body tissue. We don't want that to squish out. We want to keep it. All right? And so eat protein along with the goodies. That is how we do it. And for more ways to how we do it in 2018, Pathfinders.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chanku wopsapi wachasha. When I extend a heartfelt handshake out to everybody, thank you for your patience. We've been upgrading our systems, and hopefully everything is working very well now. Lovely 2018 to everyone. Today's topic is Welcome to 2018 Ascension Class. And we'll see how much of the Ascension class we get done here. We've been working with a few steps towards this. And the first is to help our body. And the second step is to help our emotions and our heart, to help our emotions and our heart. The third step is to help our mind and what we could call our inner peace that's based off of that understanding that we hold. And then the fourth step is an integration of all these things. And so the basis of ascension is not the final product at this point, being that in the past, the final product of ascension was to be assumed into another level of being, another level of reality. And indeed, the rishis and the masters and others have shown us how there are fourth dimensional worlds, so the astral planes, and how there are fifth dimensional worlds, the planes of light, wherein the doorstep of heaven, and onward, and each of these planes of existence, including our own beautiful Mother Earth and 3D physical experience, are training platforms. They're training platforms to help us to learn how to be whole, or to learn to become real people. So we've talked a little bit about this term, real, a real person. And for instance, among the Cherokee, the Salagi, we see that the first moment of potential to become an adult is at 52, age 52. The Cherokee understand that an 18-year-old is not an adult, not what they consider to be. Adult is still steps and stages and learning away from being a real person. Now, this might be analogous to how the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota have viewed the medicine man as compared to the holy man, or the medicine woman as compared to the holy woman. There, it's a definite jump there, because yes, the medicine man and woman work with the mystical and the physical in order to bring about cure and healing. The holy person is the medicine. The medicine channels through them. And so there, it's very much a difference. And this is talking about today with the Ascension class. Become the medicine that you are. Become the medicine that you are. There are latent talents and gifts that the Creator has placed within each one of us. And in order to get to those gifts, we have to brighten ourselves. We have to remember who we are, and we have to remember our ancestors. One of the ways to remember who we are and the starting place is to remember our relationship directly with Mother Earth. This is the starting point. And people, I want you to hear this. The world has accelerated. And what's accelerated mostly is nature itself. We get so caught up in our economies and thoughts about our electronics and advancements and all this, that is so tertiary. It's not even secondary. It's tertiary. It's just a distraction. If we're going to pay attention to anything, let's pay attention to alleviating suffering of all nations. And there we go, thinking about humans only again. Let us also eliminate the suffering upon all beings. All beings. And so to get back, that would be the secondary point. To get back to the central point is our relationship with the Mother Earth. And this is the foundation for our relationship with all the relatives of existence, is through her. She has given her clay and powers of herself that we, so that we can be. And in a similar way, the Father of our spirit, Creator, has given breath and light, that spark, so that we can be here and connected to all existence through our own spirit. And so with that clay and with that breath, human being is born. And so let us remember first our connection to the Mother Earth. This is how the Ascension class starts. It says, might as well be, you know, you might as well have gone to India or Tibet or China or any of these other places that do mystical training, and they take you out and say, all right, first you're going to sit there and breathe. And that's the start, okay? Be at peace, breathe. And to really accelerate, be happy. Be happy. Figure out how to be in innocent happiness. And you are fulfilling God's wish for you. You are fulfilling then your ancestors' wish for you. And you are fulfilling your own wish for you. In other words, one of the main purposes of life is to find, hold, and share that happiness. What's another very important part of life? Touch. The gift that the Mother Earth and the physical dimension gives to us is the ability to touch, physical touch, heartfelt touch, the touch of an inspiration, the touch of the harmony of music. Okay, so touch. And so in our lives, let us learn to be in relationship with one another. And touch is, it's the gift of the earth. If you think about it, if you were to go somewhere else, like to heaven, do you have touch there? No, we have touch in the physical way here on earth. On those astral planets, they don't have touch like we have here on earth. In the heavens, they, you know, there's a bunch of ancestors that, man, you remember back on earth when we could really touch? Well, we have it here. So let's appreciate the gifts of Mother Earth. Really, in my purpose with our ascension topic today is not to give some formula, because I've already told everybody for weeks that if you're interested in progressing yourself along your own path of transformation, contact me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and we can either do an individual or group or however we want to proceed with that. It's really set up as a mentorship program, and what I'm talking about is that for thousands of years we've had student and then guru, student and then teacher, student and then master, or a student and helper. It says it's not an ego thing. In fact, that's one of the blocks and traps is when we get into our ego about things. And really, we need to utilize the gifts that the indigenous peoples give us of how to think outside of a box. When something is either this or that, we've already lost. If it's only two options, you're not seeing the picture. And so because of that, our American electoral system is screwed, because it's just one or the other. And then where are all the other realities? There's not just black and white. There is a whole spectrum of light. And then the light becomes sound, and then the sound becomes vibration, and then the vibration becomes movement. I mean, there's not just the spectrum of light. It keeps moving into other expressions. And so let us learn to think more expansively. Now, I was thinking about this topic, and there were a lot of little distractions that came up with politics and people not respecting states' rights, and then the states' rights flipping on them so that the people that used it before are now the oppressors, and the people that were seen as the oppressors before are now saying states' rights. Let me remind us all, on Turtle Island, North America, the political structure is the Confederacy. It is the word Confederacy. And what Confederacy means, so you got to put aside this north-south thing that the white people did, you know, back over there, mostly toward on the other side of the Mississippi. We're over in Arizona. You got to forget, they did not create that word. That's not their word, okay? It says, neither is the North a union, okay? All that, there's a lot of BS across all that stuff. Confederacy is when groups of people are respected for how they feel and believe. And then they get together and they make a consensus, or if somebody doesn't agree, that person simply doesn't join that confederacy. Back in the old days, this is how things were done, to the point where different tribes would get together and different warrior groups would get together to go do something. It might be a hunt even. And everybody that was in agreement would go, and those that were not would stay. Okay? It's very simple. And then you get to some very complex and beautiful political systems like the Haudenosaunee have, that amongst the six tribes of their confederacy, they would make decisions based on 100% consensus. So they must be more noble than we are today, because they know how to get together and agree. They know how to put this thing. They're still doing it today. Our government, this, you know, the Congress, the Senate, and then how they set up splitting up the powers of government, this is based on the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. This is Washington and several of our forefathers back then went over there and learned from them, and then took the idea in order to create. And so we need to say a big thank you to the Native American populations for giving us a new way to try to be. And this is talking about the immigrants. And so if you are something other than Native American in your bloodline, you are also at least part immigrant. And that's most of us, okay? Okay, to get to the point of the ascension, we must learn to get along with the life around us. There have been some very significant changes in what I'll call the physics of life. One, the strength of the energy that surrounds us and radiates throughout the earth and everywhere about us has, let's see, about six times more potent now, about six times more potent than what it was in 92. Okay, so in the matter of 25, 26 years, the pool of water is no longer 1 foot deep. It's now 8 feet deep. Okay, so it's over most of our heads. in order to be able to handle the lightning times and the earth transformations, we must be in good relation with our Mother Earth. We must learn to be in relation to the ancient powers of the directions. And we understand this as the grandmas and grandpas of the west, of the north, of the east, and the south. And then the special powers of the cross quarters, the northeast, the southeast, the southwest, the northwest, and the sacred center. And this is also the Bagua and the Lo Shu of the flying stars. This is how the people in the Far East understood the medicine that comes in from the direction. So we must understand our center. We must understand the four directions around us. We must have relationship with our sacred Mother Earth. We must have relationship with, through our own spirit, have relationship with the sacred spirit of all. And through the inward direction, we must remember our ancestors and become the fullness of what the Creator has placed inside us. It's like they're seeds of light. And the entire ascension process is to activate the powers that have been placed within us, within our body, within our emotions, within our thinking, within our spirit, so that we can bring to fruition the seeds in the flowers into fruit in order to make our father, our mother, and ourselves happy. Be happy. The purpose of life. In innocence, be happy.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning into Aloha Healers Network. Great big new year bubbly drink of whatever bubbles that you like. Clank, clank. That's a toast, by the way. That's from us to you. Happy New Year. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Nitung kashila he wane angi ing te lo hey ina ajo he wane angi ing te lo hey ina ajo he wane angi ing te Nitung kashila he wane angi ing te lo hey ina ajo he wane angi ing te lo hey. Aloha.